Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today. We're talking on the subject of how to bring forth fruit in your life. And we've begun talking with John chapter 15, where Jesus said, I'm the true vine, the Father's the husbandman, he's the keeper of the vine. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. Every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. You are to be a branch, and you're hooked into the vine, and you are to bring forth fruit. Otherwise, the Bible says, you will be taken away. How are you going to bring forth fruit? It's through the Word. You are clean through the Word, which I've spoken unto you. That's the purging process through the Word of God in your life. As you abide in Him and the Word abides in you, then you're going to bring forth fruit because you can't do it by yourself. It's only through God's Word working in you. Praise God. And the Father's glorified when you bring forth much fruit. That's it. He says, so shall you be my disciples, the true disciples, hearers and doers of the Word, glorify the Father and bring forth much fruit in their life. And remember, as you bring forth fruit, your fruit should remain. Don't let the devil come and steal that which God has wrought in your life. Your fruit is better than gold. Your fruit is very important, and it's like treasure to you. And as you are bringing forth fruit and you're being increased in the things of God, that will make you stronger than your enemies, the Bible says. Praise God. Now, we want to bring forth fruit in our life, and we as the righteousness of God can bring it forth because we are the trees of righteousness. We are the planting of the Lord. And the Bible says that the righteous are going to flourish like the palm tree. Praise God. We're going to be bringing forth fruit throughout our life. If you're older, don't think that your days of bringing forth fruit are over. The Bible says you're going to bring forth fruit in old age. You're going to be fat and flourishing. Praise God. Why? Because you're going to get in the Word of God. We were talking about principles for bringing forth fruit in your life. You know, in Psalms 1, the Bible says that his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. That's the one who's like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The key to you prospering is delighting in the Word and doing what it says, meditating in it, continually doing what the Word says on a daily basis. You see, this seed is the incorruptible Word of God. And how's it going to work? The seed's got to be planted. Where is it planted? It is planted in your heart. And how does that come? As you hear the Word of God. Then this Word, that when it's conceived in you, that's because you've received it. You've got to receive the Word. You've got to believe it. You've got to take hold of it. And as you receive it and believe it and take hold of it in your life, begin to apply it, then it's going to begin to grow and bring forth fruit. And it's important that you abide in the vine. That means you're going to carry and protect the seed while it grows. You're going to have a continual flow of life. And then you're going to bring forth fruit, which is the time of the harvest. Praise God. It is important that you keep an honest and a good heart. It's important that as you receive the Word, that you keep doing it consistently with steadfastness. And then you're going to see fruit come forth in your life. We looked in Leviticus 26 where it says, if you walk in my statutes, keep my commandments and do them, then we, the trees of the field, are going to yield our fruit. And as we obey what God tells us to do, we're going to chase our enemies. We're going to be stronger than them. They're going to fall before us by the sword because we're going to be speaking the Word of God and overcoming. And God says, I'm going to have respect to you. I'm going to make you fruitful, and I'm going to multiply you. God's not just in making you fruitful little by little. He is in the business of multiplying you and establishing His covenant with you in your life. And He says, I'm going to set my tabernacle among you. And He says, I'm going to walk with you. I'm going to be your God, and you're going to be my people, and you're going to bring forth much fruit because I've called you out of this world. I've called you out of the land of Egypt, and you're not to be in bondage to this world. You are from heaven. You are in this world, but you're not of this world, and you're to walk in line with God's Word. If you hearken diligently unto the commandments of the Lord your God, then you are going to be fruitful in your life. If you don't hearken diligently, then take heed to yourselves, he says, that your heart be not deceived. What happens? So many people get deceived because they don't continue to do the Word. The devil's come and taken the Word out of their heart, and then they turn aside. They start serving other gods. They serve themselves. They find something else to be a source, and they actually begin to worship them. Anytime you look to anything as a source outside of God, you're seeing that is important or of worth, and that's what worship's all about. You worship something because it is of great worth, and we need to look at our total source is the Lord. I tell you, when you turn away from Him, then you're going to give place to the devil, and you're going to have great problems in your life. In Deuteronomy 32:13, the Bible says that He made him ride on the high places of the earth that he might eat the increase of the fields. The riding on the high places of the earth speaks of you walking in the realm of authority over all of the works of the enemy. God has given us authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the ability of the enemy. He's given us authority. We're to take dominion. We're to bind and to loose and to cast out and pull down the strongholds of the enemy. And when you ride on the high places of the earth, that's above the storms, just like the eagles. The eagles mount up with the wings and they rise up above the storm on the high places of the earth. They don't get in the storms. They rise above it. That's because you take authority. God wants you to take authority over the enemy. If you don't take authority over the devil, he's going to come in there and you're going to see him rob the Word. Take the Word out of your heart. You've got to resist him. And you're going to resist him, of course, with the Word of God, just like Jesus resisted him. Jesus resisted the devil, and the devil was fleeing from him, praise God. Another thing that's important as we come against these enemies is that God is going to cause you to overcome little by little. You're not just going to drive all your enemies out just like that. Exodus 23:30 says, "By little and little I will drive them out from before thee until thou be increased and inherit the land." Growth is little by little. Driving out your enemies is also little by little. Until thou be increased. See, until you become fruitful and inherit the land. As the enemies are driven out, and as you're walking in line with the Word, and as you're becoming increased, you're becoming stronger than your enemies, and you are possessing the inherited rights that you have in Christ. Praise God. In Psalms 107, verse 37, the Bible says, "Sow the fields and plant the vineyards, that you may yield fruits of increase." How are you going to bring forth fruit? You got to do a lot of sowing and reaping. Sowing and reaping. Sowing and reaping. You need to speak the Word and do what the Word says. Keep sowing it in your heart. Keep sowing it in areas of your life. Keep speaking forth the Word of God, and you're going to reap a harvest. It's going to come in due season, praise God. In Isaiah chapter 37, verse 31, the Bible says, "The remnant that is escaped to the house of Judah shall again take root downward and bear fruit upward." Notice that phrase, the remnant. What are they going to do? They're going to take root downward and bear fruit upward. They'd escape to the house of Judah. That's when those had turned away from walking in the ways of the Lord. And I'll tell you, there's so many Christians today that are not on fire for the Lord. They're not zealous for the Lord. They're not in the Word of God. They're not thinking on the Word and doing what the Word of God says daily. But God's got a remnant. You need to be a part of the remnant. And those that are going to follow Him and obey Him, it says they're going to, again, take root downward and bear fruit upward. How are you going to bring forth fruit? You can't bring forth fruit without a root structure, a root system. Have you ever seen a tree bring forth fruit without the roots in the ground? It can't bring forth fruit without roots. First, the roots got to be established. Then that's where the source of life will come up, and it will bring forth the fruit. The rooting downward in your life is the Word of God established in you by being a hearer and a doer of it, regardless of what comes. Remember when the guy receives the Word in the parable of the sower, and he's all excited about it, he receives it with joy, but then in the time of temptation, because he had no root in him, he fell away and turned away from it. You've got to get established in God's Word. When you're established in the truth of God's Word, that'll have you be rooted downward. You have to be rooted and grounded in the Word in every area. Then that's the key, of course, to bearing fruit upward. As the roots are established in you of the Word of God and you're doing it, then you'll see the fruit. But the root structure's got to be established first. You know, you just don't have the fruit right off the bat. First, the roots are established. In fact, in the bamboo tree, they plant the root structure is established for years and years there before anything comes up of the tree. And then all of a sudden it just shoots up and the fruit comes forth. Well, God is at work to bring forth a solid root structure, and many Christians don't have fruit upward because they've never established the root structure. You've got to establish your roots in the Word of God and be established in it before you are going to see any fruit in your life. And this is very important for you to grab hold of. So many Christians, they want to have fruit. Everybody wants to have fruit. But are you doing what is necessary to establish the root structure of the Word of God established in you? Do you study the Word? Do you know the Word? Do you spend time in it? Do you speak the Word? Do you act upon it? Are you seeking God daily and doing what the Word says in area after area, established in love? Do you know the Word on joy? Do you know the Word on peace? Do you know the Word on long-suffering? Do you know the Word on all the fruit of the Spirit? Do you know the Word on healing and prosperity and deliverance? Do you know the Word on humility and serving the Lord and being a witness for God? Do you know what the Word says, and are you doing what it says? If not, you don't have any roots established in you, and no wonder you don't see much fruit. You aren't going to be able to do things of yourself. It's only by the Word of God abiding in you. It is very important that you get yourself established in the Word of God. As you do that, then God is going to bring forth great fruit in you. Praise God. You also have to watch your thoughts. In Jeremiah 6:19, he says, "Hear, O earth, behold, I'll bring evil upon this people, even the fruit of their thoughts, because they've not hearkened unto my words, nor to my law, but rejected it." Hey, we cannot sit there and think on a bunch of negative things and think that we're going to get fruit. You've got to hearken unto His words. You can't reject it. You can't be thinking on all these negatives. God wants you to think on things that are lovely, things that are true, honest, just, pure, of a good report, having virtue and praise. Think on good things. That's why Jesus is at work in you through the Word. And He says, "Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Cast down those imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ." You'll never produce more fruit than if you continue to think on negatives in your mind. Get the Word abiding in you and do what the Word says. Take authority over the enemy. Know that the fruit's coming forth little by little. Keep sowing and reaping and get the root structure established, and you will bring forth fruit in your life. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As I close today,